First, I would like to just welcome each and every one of you here to the Christian Family Family Dinner. It's going to be exciting tonight, exciting program. First, I would just like to explain the name tags. I'm just asking everyone to please put a name tag on. Also, the little dots on the table, if you will put that on your placemat, that will indicate if you leave the table, someone is sitting there, okay? Also, the attendance sheet that is on the table, we're asking everyone that is new to sign that. Put your name and your address, and if it's your first time being here, I would like to direct your attention to the rear, back here where it says exit, the restrooms. The ladies is on your left, and the men's is on your right, directly toward the back, okay? Children must stay in the room at all times. Also, I would like to encourage you to greet one another, introduce yourselves to one another, so no one, any first timers, they won't feel uncomfortable, but we just want this to be, as the name is, a Christian family to family dinner. Amen? Okay. At this time, I am going to read our quote of our scripture. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. After, just as we are in me, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Jesus' words in John 17, 20 through 21. Amen. Okay, the general announcement about the food. There are going to be two lines back here. We would like for you to just pick up your bundle of silverware. Tell the server what foods you would like. You will be handed your plate at the end of the buffet line. Next, go to the dessert table and tell the servers which plate of dessert you wish to have. They'll hand the dessert plate to you. The beverages are self-serve as they have been. When everyone has been served once, those serving the food will go through the line. After that, anyone is welcome to serve themselves second. Okay?
Okay.
At this time, we're going to ask Pastor Connor to come and bless the food.
And everybody, can you say one time, praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
All right. Amen. Let's agree together in prayer. Father God, we just thank you so much, Lord, for the privilege to gather together with this precious group of people in the ministry of Empty Tomb. Father, we thank you that your hand is upon those who are part of this ministry and upon those, Lord, that you have sent them to minister to. Lord, we ask your hand of blessing upon all that is done and said tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus. We ask you to bless the fellowship, Lord, to bless the program, bless the food, Father, we pray, in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
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 Okay, I will direct you when I come to your table to let you know which line to go into and that it's time for your table to go up for dinner.
Sorry, I'll walk around.
I don't know who will.
Well, you know what, yeah. 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Anything that you think you can get
up? Pop it on the thing, bring it over.
Program will consist of today Food for Thought by myself, Debbie Zinnick, a poem. Zinc. Thank you. And then our main guests. Amen. And you have to excuse me because I was just in a church mode, so you will hear me say amen every now and then.